Looks like the mask is working. I'm offline, but as far as my data profiler in New Jersey knows, I'll be living my normal life.
Do you even know how we're gonna get there?
I was gonna figure that out next. Hang on.
Best bet's the pack bus. There's a 6 o'clock pickup in the abandoned lot behind the monorail station.
What do you mean, we?
Now give me some of those chips. I'll cash them out and bring some with you, because sometimes people take them.
What do you mean, we?
Would you would prefer I turn myself in at one of the camps?
Camp?
There's no coral to deport me to, Kamal. It's a refugee camp for me now.
I thought you were going to marry Aiden.
Yeah, I know you did.
Sophie, you can't
come... The pack bus has a driver and a couple passengers on the grid. They fill up the rest of the seats with refuse. A couple of blue chips should get us as far as Reno.
Is Aiden still in jail?
I'm going to try and bail him out one more time this afternoon. Then meet you at the station by 5:30 for the 6 o'clock bus.
Oh, you're not listening to me. You
can't...
Watch
out getting to the pickup, because gangs sometimes hang around watching for loners to mug. Or worse.
Worse?
Teenage girls, especially.
How do you even know all this stuff?
I told you once, Kamal. I've been poor.
I thought... Didn't you come here like me, with a scholarship?
Well, there was this aunt and uncle, supposed to look after me. It didn't work out.
Did your parents know?
I spent a year in camps, another year after that, squatting. I found this burned-out apartment, but by a miracle it still had running water, and that was the key.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Only certain kinds of jobs you can get if you can't get cleaned up.
2 years. And then?
I met Aiden.
Sophie, you can't come with me. It would be too dangerous.
Oh, sure. And who's gonna look after you while you're offline? You?
I won't let you go back to the camps.
You don't know which restaurants compost and what day they put their old vegetables out back. You don't know which bathrooms are neutral and which are gang turf.
You have to marry Aiden, damn it! Yeah, okay. There was something I never expected to hear myself say.
You're eager to get rid of me. Not so pretty now that you know I'm just another refuse girl.
You've got to do it, Sophia. It's just a piece of paper. Marry Aiden and you're a citizen.
I don't love him.
This isn't about love. We aren't teenagers, Sophie, even if I sometimes act like one. This is the real world.
I know you're trying to be nice to me.
It's not working.
I'll go bail out Aiden. You make your arrangements. We'll meet behind the factory by the monorail station. I'll be there by 5:30 to catch the 6 o'clock bus.
You can't throw your life away like this. Just to make me happy.
5:30, Kamal. Don't be late.
Test, test, test. Can you all hear me? Jan?
Check.
I'm here. Whatever.
All right. Monster Ann's place is an orphan system. No signals in, everything hardwired internally. The minute you hit the building, you won't be able to hear me. Jan, the schematic Jersey sent?
Got it.
Should show you exactly where to clip me into the internal systems.
Okay, so we go in through the warehouse at the back of the building. Check.
And there'll be a pass box by the foreman's desk.
Jan should wait outside.
No, this is my operation.
She's a liability.
It's my op.
Yes, sir, ma'am. Jan? Don't enter a room until your buddy has called it clear.
Who am I with?
Me.
You're going with me.
Gilly, I think you might be a little emotionally compromised if you get my drift. If she goes in, she goes with me. Come in.
It's okay. Just leave the talking to me. Officer, thanks for coming.
Funny coincidence. Monster Ann's place is at the end of this block. Crystal security fence and gate.
Yeah. So there won't be a disturbance there today, okay? No shots will be fired?
The neighbors call?
The call will get through.
Jesus. Pretty slick. You sure this is what your father would have wanted?
He doesn't get a vote anymore.
Janissary.
You owe me.
I don't want a pile of bodies at the end of the day, Jan. And I especially don't want one of them to be yours. I'll give you 20 minutes, walking over there.
Yeah. 20 minutes.
19 minutes and 55 seconds.
Damn it.
After that, I'm coming in with a whole
bunch
of cops.
Yeah. Excuse me. I have to deliver something to a civilian Spec 6 in R. Carmi magnetometry.
I'm sorry, but buildings 40 through 44 are restricted to blue and above only. Your green badge does not give you access.
I know, but My superior had an urgent request for this analysis. Could I just go put it on the desk? I have this note from Miss Lawson.
I don't know. Lawson sent you over?
Yes.
All right, just go drop it on the desk.
Thank you so much.
Hello. You're Ronnie Sobeck.
I'm sorry. I was looking for the desk of Tech Specialist Carmi. I must have the wrong office.
You have the right office. It's just that Tech Specialist Carmi isn't here right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just take this back downstairs.
Let me see it, please.
I'm sorry. It's eyes only, Major. A black badge? Who are you?
My name is Standish, Section 3. And I've been waiting for you. Give me the package. Nice bit of analysis.
Thank you, sir.
But hardly urgent.
No, sir.
But an excellent excuse to come and check Tech Carmi's office, since your own investigation tells you Tech Carmi is the lead tech on a very secret project, which, of course, she is not.
This is a trap.
This is a trap, sir.
Sir, fire me if you like, but you need to know, I think that artifact is a decay timer. It's a countdown, sir, and it's running right now.
Oh, well, there is no artifact, Miss Sobeck.
But I assume I am fired. Or do you want me to resign?
I'm afraid espionage is not a firing offense. It's treason, Miss Sobeck.
Treason?
Yes, do you know the penalty for wartime treason is permanent induced coma, Miss Sobeck? Yes, well, I see you now grasp the gravity of the situation.
But I haven't done anything.
I imagine it would be hard on your parents, Ronnie, watching you get the injection.
Oh, my God.
You know, they broadcast the injections. Not all of them, but treason, always. You didn't think about that when Herzog approached you, did you?
No.
You didn't think what your father would say to the neighbors the next morning when everyone was replaying the clip?
Stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, you are not in a position to give orders, Miss Sobeck.
Okay. Maybe I was stupid. I was stupid. But I was never, I never meant to be a traitor, and you know it. You know it.
Luckily for you, the Admiral and I are willing to believe you are as stupid as you claim.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if it makes you feel any better, you are hardly the first young person naive enough to get drawn into Herzog's paranoid delusions.
Delusions? He's crazy?
Quite crazy. He has avoided mandated therapy in the past.
Eccentric, maybe, but crazy?
A few days ago, thankfully, he finally received the treatment he should have gotten a long time ago. Would you like to see his Navy dossier, Analyst Sobeck?
No, sir.
Nobody wants to hang pretty young girls, Analyst Sobeck. Consider yourself warned and reprimanded and get the hell out of this part of the base, all right? You don't have clearance to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and two pieces of advice before you go, Miss Sobeck.
Yes, sir?
The first is, stop trying so hard to be smart. Maybe it worked great back in Kentucky, but out here in the real world, it just makes you look dumb.
Yes, sir. And the second thing, sir?
Get a haircut and some decent clothes.
Thank you, sir.
Loading bay secure. I'm gonna head up to the second floor.
Be careful.
Save your prayers for the other guys, hon.
Jen, I've got the pass box over here.
Coming. Okay. Jersey showed me how to do this.
Whoa, cramped in here. And swarms of security bots.
Durga, will you be...
What? No, I killed them all.
Whoa. Okay, there should be some relays.
I'll get them as I wet the system. Okay, I'm in. You're under 16 minutes, Jan. Go.
Clear!
Hey! like these comp grenades. They're quiet.
Jesus!
Damn it, stay away from the window!
Okay!
I know your daddy taught you better than that.
Is the guy dead?
Yep. Pretty sure.
Gilly, I want Thin, but killing these other people, it's just not...
Okay, next time I'll use the nice grenades.
Thin killed my dad, and he hurt me, but these guys...
Okay, change the mission parameters in mid-stride. Makes you like every other general.
It's my op.
Yes, Mother. I guess Gladys found someone.
Gladys, no killing these guys, okay?
What? You gotta be kidding. No killing?
They're just pawns. Wing them.
Okie doke.
Hey, tonight, Jan, after we're done here, are we still allowed to eat meat? Or would that be like me?
Next room! I'll take him out!
Wait! No grenades!
Jesus! I like grenades. Hey, bad guy! I'm about to toss in a grenade. Personally, I don't see the percentage in letting you surrender, but the CO's soft that way. You want to live? Crawl out of here before I get to five. 1, 2, 4!
Wait! I'm coming!
Weapons down. Hands on your head. You tie him up.
Hold still.
Second level secure. I'll just sweep the roof and rejoin you, gal.
You're the best, Gladys.
1.0.
Yeah, 1.0.
You know, this prisoner thing isn't going to work.
What's your name?
Eric.
We're not set up for prisoners.
No, you said you wouldn't kill me.
We're not going to kill him.
Now or later, kiddo. He's gonna fry with the rest of us when the Covenant shows up.
Hey, Eric, you wanna join up? You wanna join the Navy? Girls dig a guy in uniform.
Let's just kill him.
I'll enlist! Oh, God, I'll enlist!
I hate when they pee their pants.
Oh.
Eric?
Why is the intercom talking to me?
Congratulations, you just enlisted. You muster at 0400 hours tomorrow morning at the Newark Recruiting Center. Got that?
There's still time to kill him.
I'll be there!
Roof checks out, building is secure, and I'm coming back.
All right, I'm seeing everyone neutralized but Thin and Monster Anne. They are down in the basement.
Crap, I hate basements.
Durga, what the hell is happening with Jan?
She and Gilly are arguing about grenades.
Durga!
Jersey, I take care of my people.
Okay.
Jersey, there's something I need to tell you.
Now? With all the grenades and whatever?
Yes, now. You know, we've talked about the part of me that does stuff that I don't know about.
Yeah, the left hand someone helped me find out about. The one spying on the guy who just got killed? Herzog.
Right.
Well, we gotta do something about that other guy, Standish.
I know.
And that thing is Shala Base, the countdown thing.
I know.
Durga, I wish I hadn't heard about any of this.
I know.
Are we gonna have to try to save the world from that... from whatever Standish is hiding there?
It's beginning to look that way, isn't it? Anyway, there's this thing I need to tell you.
Yeah?
I'm having... They're kind of like dreams.
Dreams? Durga, you don't like sleep, do you?
No. But you know how when you wake up, you can remember that you were dreaming? And there's this feeling associated with the dream?
Yeah, I guess.
I have that. I have these feelings.
What kind of feelings? Like nightmares?
Like half memories of this... big stone building with a lot of rooms, and I run around and hide and send messages to people. I'm a little girl.
Well, maybe they're memories of when you were a little girl.
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, I doubt I grew up in a castle. I'm telling you this because, Jersey, I think I'm old.
You don't look a day over 25, and I'm not just saying it.
Jersey, smart AIs, we don't live forever.
I thought AIs lasted for... well, until someone shut them down.
Dumb AIs do. Smart AIs, we grow and grow in complexity until we become too complex. It's called rampancy.
Wait, what are you saying? You think...
No, not yet.
but the dream memories are not a good sign.
Man, how long do smarty guys usually live before this rampancy thing?
7 years.
Only 7?
Yeah, pretty much.
But then what happens?
They shut us down, or we go crazy.
Well, then you're okay then, right? I mean, you're not crazy. Annoying, maybe, but not crazy.
Jan's going to try and blow a hole in the floor so she can get through to where Thin Kinkle and Monster Ann are hiding.
Damn it! You're doing this thing! Telling me all this stuff, 7 years, this Kinkle guy talking to his boss.
That's what it's like when you're me. I monitor lots of things all going on at the same time.
You think you have to distract me, like giving a little kid a toy?
No. Well, yes. I did want to distract you.
I'm not a kid!
Yes, but it's hard to just sit when you can't do anything.
What about all that 7 year stuff?
That's true.
Why tell me now?
Because I want you to know. I need you to know.
But if they took Yasmin when she was 6, then 8 years of Spartan training, Kamal's 18, she dies. How old is Kamal?
25.
Durga!
I had to tell you.
Oh my god!
I had to tell you because if I am going rampant, you've got to tell the Navy. They'll have to shut me down.
I will not shut you down.
But you can't let me know.
So, let me get this straight. You think you're fine?
Yes.
But you're having these weird dream memories, and that's...
bad.
Okay, and if I think you're not fine, I'm supposed to tell the Navy, but without you ever guessing what I'm up to?
So far, so good.
So they can put you down like someone's sick cat.
Right.
Not happening.
Jersey.
Go rampant for all I care. I'm not calling anyone.
You have to, Jersey.
I take care of my people, too.
Ms. Basarian.
I'm here to post bail for... You're not a Berkeley cop. You're immigration.
Ms. Basarian, I am the liaison working with the police on this matter. Sorry to make you wait, sir. Can you please just step back this way?
I'm sorry I can't stay. I have to go meet someone in a little while.
That wouldn't be your friend, Dr. Zane.
Kamal?
Yes, Kamal. You know, we'd like to talk to him. Come with me. This will just take a moment.
Why do you want to talk to Kamal? Aiden didn't do his papers.
Ms. Basarian. Sophia.
Ms. Basarian is fine.
We think Dr. Zaman may have done some moonlighting for your boyfriend.
No, I don't think so. Kamal's a medical student.
You know, there are a number of special dispensation visas for refugees. They're a difficult thing to come by, but someone who helps in an investigation could certainly qualify for one.
A visa?
Mm-hmm.
To stay here.
That's right.
So are you now the Tooth Fairy?
Pardon me?
No, Santa Claus, the one who hands out presents. You know, I get them all mixed up. And then the Easter Bunny. What's with that?
Aiden said you'd play stupid.
Oh. It's like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
So what happened? Aiden forget to pay you this month?
Oh, let's just cut the crap, okay? Get to the part where you tell me where Kamal has gone and where he stashes his chips.
I told you I don't know.
Sophie, did you enjoy prison the last time you went? Oh, yeah. I looked into that, too. My sources tell me it hasn't gotten any nicer inside.
I'm headed for refugee camp. You think prison is a threat?
This is going to be tough on Aiden. He was counting on you.
Aiden's real trusting that way.
And you don't know where Dr. Zaman is, huh? Maybe if you slept on that. Here. You know. In a cell.
Hey. It's got a roof. I've slept in worse places.
Sophie. You know, there is nothing between you and the big bad world, but that dress and my goodwill. Soph.
I do like this dress.
So tell me, does it really matter what happens to one more colonial and his money, Sophia? Tell you what. Tell me where to find Kamal, and you and your boyfriend walk. Hold out on me. I send you back to the camps, and I will make it my business to see you never get out. Is the choice really so hard?
I used to have this friend. I met her in jail. She was from Coral, too. She said, All immigration cops were the devil. But you aren't the devil.
Gosh, thanks.
You're just the guy that runs into the quickie store to get the devil a box of breath mints.
Send the patrolman to my office, would you please? I have some garbage I need to throw away.
No, not now, Sarah John. I can't. Damn it.
Ronnie!
Sarah John, I told you, I can't take all these personal calls at the office.
I'm sorry, but you're at the office?
I'm in a meeting. In the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria?
Sarah John, you can't just keep calling me like we were still working at Pammy's together. I don't live in Kentucky anymore. I live in the real world now.
Okay, you just call me sometime when it's convenient.
Oh, Sarah John, I didn't mean it like that. I have to learn to be more professional.
I understand.
All right, kid, you ready to order?
I'll talk to you some other time, Ronnie, when you aren't so busy.
Oh, Sarah John, wait. Oh, damn it.
You gonna order or not? Some of us have to work.
But I just wanted a slice of pie.
Miss me?
Oh my god, you're covered in
head stains. Yeah, I know. But as long as I can rinse these camos off in cold water before they dry, they're gonna come right out. I'm serious.
Oh. Okay, Jim. Alarms and comms are still down. No backup coming yet.
How much of my 20 minutes is left?
3 minutes, 12 seconds. According to building schematics, this flight of stairs leads down to a landing with a heavy door. Beyond that, a U-turn and another set of steps.
Does that landing sound like
a kill zone to me? Yeah.
So how to get to them without going through the kill zone? Wait. Wait, Thin and Monster Ann should be right underneath us.
Where are you going with this, hon?
Okay. We gotta take our grenades and pile them in the middle of the room.
Oh, that...
We'll go through the floor.
Smart.
It works for Thin. Gladys, come and grab that filing cabinet.
Okey-doke.
Pull out the drawers, prop it open side down over the grenade.
Yeah.
Shake the charge.
Oh, nice.
We can straddle that big old desk over the filing cabinet.
Huh?
Pretty slick, Slick.
You know, my daddy always wanted me to play with matches.
If there's one thing that man could do, it was blow things up.
I bet you run with scissors pretty good, too.
Prop the cabinet up with a chair leg so we can pitch one grenade in to set the others off.
Okay! Clear the room!
Fire in the hall!
You do know how to make a mother proud.
I'm going down.
Come on, Gladys. You covered.
Babysitter! Oh, man.
Surprise.
Bigger dog after all, princess. Now you stand, gun drawn. Your crew around you? Hey, I taught you good.
You taught me nothing!
Hey, this must be your mom, babysitter. Knew you didn't get your looks from your dad.
You bastard.
Take him. He paid a price for what he done.
Trying to sell me out to save your skin, Ann?
Gladys?
We're here, kiddo.
I don't know what to do.
Kill Thin. Let Monster Ann go. Make it worth your while.
I just don't know.
Jim, this isn't who you are.
He shot him. He shot him like a dog.
Jim didn't want this for you.
You're still not pulling the trigger, babysitter. Lot I could still teach you. You know it.
What kind of daughter am I?
The best, Jim. Your father was so proud of you. And he would never want you to turn into one of us.
Hey, talking truth, babysitter.
Shut up!
I've never been much of a mother for you, Jan. Never got to bandage up a scraped knee. Never let her read you a story at bedtime. Never got to brush her hair. But I can do this.
No!
I didn't order this.
You got something against clam chowder?
No, I love clam chowder.
Is it pie? What kind of meal is that? Eat your soup.
But I can't
afford... It's not charge. Bottom of the kettle, left over from lunch. They were just going to throw it away.
But I'm...
Oh, yeah, here's some crackers.
Are you being nice to me?
Hey, we're going to throw it out.
You are. You are being nice to me.
How's the chowder? Try it.
Oh.
Yeah, they were going to throw it out.
It's really good. Thank you so much.
Don't start that again.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'll try not to, ma'am.
I got customers.
Mom, can I have an ice cream bar on the way home?
No, it'll make you sick. You can have a freezing.
Excuse me, can you tell me the time?
10 minutes late. Maybe you got busted.
This friend is supposed to be meeting me here.
She better come quick.
How did you know my friend was a girl?
Lucky guess.
You like freezies?
I like ice cream bars, but I'm not allowed.
How come?
Doctor said she had food intolerances, said avoid dairy, wheat. Doesn't matter what she eats or doesn't eat, she still gets sick.
They tested her?
Too expensive. I couldn't do that. We waited 4 hours and Eleanor had a tummy ache the whole time and the doctor saw us for 5 minutes.
I cried and I cried because my stomach hurt so bad.
It doesn't sound right.
What, you're a doctor?
No, but I used to work in a hospital. How long has she had trouble?
I got it from Ekaterina.
Ekaterina used to watch her back when I had a job.
Wait, there's my friend. No, it's not her.
That's a guy.
Oh. Oh. She caught food intolerances from someone? You can't do that.
Ekaterina got sick and went to the hospital.
We don't know what happened to her.
I miss her. Staying with her was fun. One time, we went out to her cousin's farm for the weekend.
Ekaterina had a lot of cousins, all of them guys. She was young, pretty, you know.
We milked the cow, and we went in the pond, and we had tadpoles in a jar, but Mom said I couldn't bring them home.
Does she throw up?
No, she gets diarrhea, runs a fever, she's lost weight.
That's not food intolerance. Look, go back to the clinic, tell them she was exposed to TB.
TB?
Yes. Tell them your neighbor had intestinal TB, not the kind in your lungs. Public health law says they have to test your kid if she's been exposed.
You're sure?
I'm sure. And tell them about the fever. I used to work in a hospital.
Gee, thanks. Thank you so much. Look, what's your next stop?
I don't really know. My friend was kind of in charge of that. I'm headed east, all the way to the East Coast.
Here comes the bus. Look, my sister Cammy lives in Reno. I'm here to pick up her good-for-nothing son. You take this bus back to Reno, and Cammy will put you up for the night.
You don't even know me.
Here, I'll write down Cammy's name and address, and I'll let her know you're coming.
Why are you doing this?
I never knew I could make them test her. The stomach thing, I've been so worried.
It's nothing. And I'm not a doctor, but she should get a test. What time is it?
6:15.
She said she'd be here at 5:30.
Is your friend young and pretty?
Yeah.
They have a lot of choices, the pretty ones.
What's this ex-boyfriend? She was just going to stop by and see him.
Reno!
I told her she should stay with him. I told her it was crazy to come with me.
All aboard is coming aboard. Everybody up. Are you riding, son?
Just a second.
She's not coming, kiddo.
I told her not to come with me, but she said she told me.
She's not coming.
Yeah. I know.
Done with that bowl yet?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. So much.
I was about your age when my husband died.
I'm sorry?
They came to my door to give me the news. These two Navy guys in full fancy dress uniforms. Covey's got the whole ship. 130 men lost. I was 8 months pregnant and fat as a horse.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Waddled out of my apartment and I walked the streets for hours, just at random, you know? Not going anywhere. It's like my whole life hadn't even started and it was already over. No job, no money, no husband, nothing.
What did you do?
That day, somebody did something nice for me. Made a difference. I remember that.
Oh my God. I'm nothing like that. I don't deserve you. I'm just a stupid college kid screwing up my job.
It's not a contest, kid.
Right. You're right.
And remember, if you get fired, there's always waiting tables.
Can I have my check, please?
You know, no special training required. The most portable job in the galaxy. Everybody's got to eat, and everybody hates to cook. As long as you have people skills.
Excuse me. Can I have my check, please?
Would you mind shutting the hell up, you fat cow? Can't you see I'm helping another customer?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Talk about rude. Some people. Anyway, like I said, you got a few people skills and you don't mind the kitchen smells. It's a good job.
Can I ask what it was? The nice thing someone did?
Promised me a job for after the kid was born. This job here, actually. 8 months pregnant, you know? Came through that door and spent my last credit on a slice of key lime pie.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
Do you ever have one of those days where you just want to give up?
What, doesn't everybody? But, Greg, that's my husband. The Cubbies took his ship out with a plasma torpedo. I heard the transmissions. It was almost 60 seconds from impact to when they threw the hull plating. You listen to the recordings, you can hear them on the bridge saying goodbye. Yeah. I think about that a lot. That 60 seconds. What he was thinking.
Can't even imagine.
Now I got a boy at home who wants to be a Marine when he grows up. Guess it just doesn't seem like the right time to give up. Seems like it's not about how you feel these days. It's about what you have to do.
Yeah.
Ronnie, it's Herzog.
What do you want?
I spoke to your tech a couple of weeks ago.
My tech?
Tech specialist Carmi. You wonder why she wasn't in her office?
Yeah, she's on maternity leave.
She's never going to be a mother, Ronnie, but before she disappeared, I got to talk to her.
Disappeared?
You were right about the artifact. It's counting down.
What happened to her?
It doesn't matter. What matters is the artifact.
Standish is watching me.
Ronnie, you have to. What's going to happen when that device goes off?
Nobody knows.
When it was activated, it sent a huge ripple through the slipstream. When it goes off, at the very least, it's probably going to cause a disruption that the Covenant will notice.
I can't. You have to get someone else to do it. Do it yourself.
I'm sorry, I can't. Standish thinks I'm dead right now. I should be dead right now.
What?
Standish arranged an accident. It's just luck that the car hit the water and skipped the way it did, allowing the safety system to do its job.
No.
I'm okay. Compression fracture and a couple of vertebrae, broken ribs, a broken arm, but all things that will heal. And it's lucky that when... As long as Standish thinks I'm dead, I've got a little breathing room. But Ronnie, you're all I've got.